Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go please to the book of Proverbs. First chapter. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Proverbs 1. The Lord describes the effect of His wisdom and knowledge and understanding in the life of a believer, or the absence of it in the life of a mocker who refuses and rejects God. And He said, verse 23 of chapter 1, Proverbs 1:23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I'll pour out my spirit to you. I'll make known my words to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you've set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I'll laugh at your calamity and mock when your fear comes. How many understand it is a foolish thing to turn a deaf ear to the Word of God and to mock and make fun of the Word and the things of God? Because then fear's going to come, and when it does, you're going to yield to it. When your fear comes as desolation, and then what comes with it? Your destruction comes as a whirlwind. Then distress and anguish comes on you. Oh, friend, do you see the connection? When fear comes, what comes with it? Destruction. This is a principle in the Word of God. You'll see it repeatedly. Fear opens the door for destruction. Fear draws destruction, just like faith receives blessing. When you realize that, you become absolutely intolerant of any fear in yourself. And you begin to work on it. So, no, I can't leave this fear and dread here, because I'm opening the door for this thing to happen to me. The world, you know, Satan is called the god of this world. His influences are pervasive. Magazines, TV, movies, the news. So much of it is designed to put fear into you. It's very subtle, so much of it. All these statistics. Well, you know, 8 out of 10, sometime in their life, this will happen to them. Well, how do you know that's true? Kind of like these polls. Who'd they poll? They didn't poll me. Did I ask you? See what I'm saying? So much of this stuff. It just, people, you know, it's kind of like evolution. I mean, they teach it for a fact. All this stuff people just teach for a fact. You know why these missing links are missing? Call it what it is, a theory. My father in the faith, Brother Hagin, used to say, do you know what a theory is? Then he'd define it. He said, a theory is a supposition based on ignorance of the topic under discussion. Because if you knew something, it wouldn't be a theory, right? It's a supposition based on ignorance of the topic under discussion. Theory of evolution. Theory of this. People have theories, which is their ideas, and their opinions are their experiences. People's experiences are not truth. People's failures are not truth. 5 out of 10. Well, even if it did happen to 5 out of 10, what about those other 5? Somebody got to be them. The 5 that go all their lifetime and it never happens to them. Right? Don't watch horror shows. You know what it's like? If the devil came to you and the devil said, hey, Dave, let me give you a vision. What would you say? Huh? Hey, Dave, let me give you a vision. It'll last for 3 hours, 2.5 hours. It'll be amazing. Let me give you a vision. What would you say? But people plop down in front of screens. They watch a vision. Who was it inspired by? Where'd it come from? You understand what I'm saying? Same thing. And so much is designed to put fear into us. Thoughts. And you see something terrible happen, and then what's the next thought? That could happen to you. Because you just never know. And 5 out of 10. You just never know. Do you see it? That is you so pervasively in the church. You just never know. But what's after you say it, where does it leave you? Well, let's all just pray and hope. But you just never know. What does that mean? It might happen to you. You got no guarantee. It might happen to you. What does that do? That's leaving a seed of fear. You don't read that in the Bible. You don't read that when the psalmist says, 1,000 may fall at this hand, 10,000 may fall over here, but it won't come to me. It won't happen to me. Now that's different. That's a far cry from you just never know. Faith knows some things. It knows God is faithful. God will keep me. The angel of the Lord encamps round about me to protect me, to deliver me. His angels will bear me up in their hands lest I dash my foot against a stone. It always goes well for me. I don't care if it happens to 1,000 over here and 10,000 over here. It won't happen to me. It won't happen to my children. It won't happen to my family. It won't happen to me. Now that's no fear. Right? No fear. Oh, we're living in perilous times. Yeah. But we're living with God too. Don't forget that. He's in us. He's not the lesser one. He's the greater one. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Young single people. Watch all these movies that have all these young single girls going to college and sit and watch all these movies with rapes in them. And call that entertainment. And don't realize the enemy sowing seed.
Right.
Sowing seed so that they go back to their dorm room and they sit there in fear.
Yeah.
About every noise that they hear. Well, friend, is that okay? What about the spiritual law? What is it? Your fears will come on you. Now, I know people don't believe it, but it's a fact. It's the Bible.
That's right.
You get to fearing something. You get in panic about it. What are you doing? In essence, you are believing the devil to do it. You're being persuaded that he can do it, and then you get to where you're expecting it. It's an invitation. How many understand that if this is true and it's so serious, we must not allow fear in us or our children. We must shut the door and say, no, you don't. Friend, I have heard preachers preach from the pulpit, a little fear is good. I've seen it on church signs outside of churches. You know, a little fear is this. And a little fear, basically a little fear is okay. A little fear is good. Well, if fear is what we're seeing it to be, there's no degree of it.
Amen.
That's good. People say, well, you should teach your kids to be afraid of a snake or to be afraid of a car. No, you should not. No, you should not. Well, you should teach to be afraid. No, no fear is good. Not even a little bit. None. Teach them to respect what a 3,000-pound car at 80 miles an hour can do. But not be afraid. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Teach them what a big poisonous snake can do, but not be afraid.
Right.
Why? We have dominion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We have dominion. Teach them to be aware. Teach them to be knowledgeable. Teach them to understand. But never, ever, any fear. None. No fear. Now go with me, please, to the book of Luke. Thank you, Lord. Over 50 times in the Bible, you hear these words from the Lord or His angel, angels, or one of His prophets. Fear not. 50 times. Fear not. I know I hadn't told you the chapter yet. I'll tell you in just a minute. We're going to chapter 8, but there are other chapters we're going to also. This is just a sampling. He told Abraham, fear not. I'm your exceeding great reward. I'm your shield. He told Isaac, fear not. I'm with you. I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
He told Jacob, fear not. Moses, fear not. Joshua. He had to tell Joshua several times. Because Joshua's facing possessing all the land that the first generation had failed. Among other things, he said, didn't I command you? God talking to Joshua, be strong. Be of a good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Sounds like a command, doesn't it? Don't be afraid. And Jesus himself said, don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Means you don't have to. Why so much emphasis on fear not? I mean, almost every time when the Lord did something significant with somebody and they begin to see the supernatural element and God involved, they became afraid. That's the first thing he'd say. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. He told Zacharias, don't fear. He told Mary, fear not. The shepherds at night, fear not. Joseph, fear not. Peter, James, and John, fear not.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Why? I think we have, as Christians, so many times we've read this and thought this was just kind of a little pep talk. Right? Oh, come on now. Don't be afraid. Mm-mm. It's much more than that. If they fear, it's going to hinder what He's got planned. Now, I know a lot of people don't like that and they don't like to hear that, but it's just a fact. Fear gives place to the enemy. Faith gives place to God. If you're fearing, you're not in faith in God. If you're full of faith in God, you're not afraid.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear and Destruction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803C. That's R803C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.